Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You may be seated. One of the great threads that runs through Holy Scripture is God's relentless desire to make himself a dwelling among his people. In his divine love and mercy and grace, he desires to dwell with us, his creatures, his image bearers, so that we might, as we looked at this past Sunday, behold his shining face. And even when we rebelled in the garden, God orchestrated the greatest rescue mission known to man, beginning with Abraham and running through the likes of Judah and Rahab, Ruth and King David, and then the greatest twist of all, as only the author of life could pen and more than pen could make real, he calls a young virgin, Mary, who is forever blessed, as we are told, to be the mother of God, to be the tabernacle of the new covenant, to bear God in human flesh into the world, Jesus the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. As is our custom here at Christ Church from time to time, especially on the great feast days like this one, we take the opportunity to hear from one of the great fathers of the church. And so tonight I'm going to preach or re-preach St. John Chrysostom's sermon on the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ that he delivered early in his ministry in the year AD 386. In this sermon, John Chrysostom tells this story of God making his dwelling with us and the redemption he brings with him as he, the Word, takes on flesh and pitches his tent among us. And now would you pray with me? O Father, use these words penned so long ago by your faithful servant to lead your people gathered here to make room for him who has come to set us free, this baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Behold, a new and wondrous mystery. My ears resound to the shepherd's song, piping no soft melody, but chanting full forth a heavenly hymn. The angels sing. The archangels blend their voice in harmony. The cherubim hymn their joyful praise. The seraphim exalt his glory. All join to praise this holy feast, beholding the Godhead here on earth and man in heaven. He who is above now for our redemption dwells here below, and he that was lowly is by divine mercy raised. Bethlehem this day resembles heaven, hearing from the stars the singing of angelic voices, and in place of the sun, enfolds within itself on every side the Son of Justice. And ask not how, for where God wills, the order of nature yields. For he willed, he had the power, he descended, he redeemed, all things yielded in obedience to God. This day, he who is born. And he who is becomes what he was not. For when he was God, he became man, yet not departing from the Godhead that is his. Nor yet by any loss of divinity became he man, nor through increase, because he God from man, but being the Word, he became flesh. His nature, because of impassibility, remaining unchanged. And so the kings have come, and they have seen the heavenly king that has come upon the earth, not bringing with him angels, nor archangels, nor thrones, nor dominions, nor powers, nor principalities, but treading a new and solitary path. He has come forth from a spotless womb. Since this heavenly birth cannot be described, neither does his coming amongst us in these days permit too curious a scrutiny Though I know that a virgin this day gave birth, and I believe that God was begotten before all time, yet the manner of this generation I have learned to venerate in silence. And I accept that this is not to be probed too curiously with wordy speech. For with God, we look not to the order of nature, but rest our faith in the power of him who works. What shall I say to you? What shall I tell you? I behold a mother who has brought forth. I see a child come this light by birth. The manner of his conception I cannot comprehend. Nature here rested, while the will of God labored. O ineffable grace, the only begotten, who is before all ages, who cannot be touched or perceived, who is simple, without body, has put on my body that is visible and liable to corruption. For what reason? That coming amongst us, he may teach us, and teaching lead us by the hand to the things that men cannot see. For since men believe that the eyes are more trustworthy than the ears, they doubt that which they do not see, and so he has deigned to show himself in bodily presence, so that he may remove all doubt. Christ, finding the holy body and soul of the Virgin, builds for himself a living temple, and as he had willed, formed there a man from the Virgin, and putting him on, this day came forth, unashamed of the lowliness of our nature. For it was to him no lowering to put on what he himself had made. Let that handiwork be forever glorified, which became the cloak of its own creator. For as in the first creation of flesh, man could not be made before the clay had come into his hand, so neither could this corruptible body be glorified until it had first become the garment of its maker. And what shall I say? And how shall I describe this birth to you? For this wonder fills me with astonishment. The Ancient of Days has become an infant. He who sits upon the sublime and heavenly throne now lies in a manger. And he who cannot be touched, who is simple, without complexity, and incorporeal, now lies subject to the hands of men. He who has broken the bonds of sinners is now bound by an infant's bands. But he has decreed that ignominy shall become honor, infamy be clothed with glory, and total humiliation the measure of his goodness. For this he assumed my body, that I may become capable of his word. Taking my flesh, he gives me his spirit, and so he bestowing and I receiving, he prepares for me the treasure of life. He takes my flesh to sanctify me. He gives me his spirit that he may save me. Come then, and let us observe the feast. Truly wondrous is the whole chronicle of the Nativity. For this day, the ancient slavery is ended, the devil confounded, the demons take to flight, the power of death is broken, paradise is unlocked, the curse is taken away, sin is removed from us, error is driven out, truth has been brought back, the speech of kindliness diffused and spreads on every side. A heavenly way of life has been implanted on the earth. Angels communicate with men without fear, and men now hold speech with angels. What is this? Because God is now on earth, and man in heaven. On every side, all things commingle. He became flesh. He did not become God. He was God. Wherefore he became flesh, so that he whom heaven did not contain a manger this day would receive. He was placed in a manger so that he, by whom all things are nourished, may receive an infant's food from his virgin mother. So the Father of all ages, as an infant at the breast, nestles in the virginal arms, that the Magi may more easily see him. Since this day, the Magi too have come and made a beginning of withstanding tyranny, and the heavens give glory as the Lord is revealed by a star. To him then, who out of confusion has wrought a clear path, to Christ, to the Father, and to the Holy Ghost, we offer all praise, now and forever. Amen.